Good evening. You are listening to DAC Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, electronic, industrial and alternative music and anything else I think I can fit into those genres. Brought to you by myself, Nigel, on my own in the studio tonight. And to be honest, I'm absolutely full of cold. So tonight's show is going to be slightly different. There's going to be a little bit less chatting from me because I'm not sure I can manage it, and a bit more tunes. But apart from that, it's the same formula as usual, where I play you a bunch of tunes and tell you about a bunch of stuff. And the first track I played there was a track I do like to pull out at roughly this time of the year. This is the last show before Halloween, technically. I think my next show is in 14 days, which is one day after Halloween. So there's not many chances you can really pull out Zombie Girls Halloween 09 reworking over the, I think it's John Carpenter's great movie theme. I do love that. I think that's one of the things that Seb Kermor does the best, is those kind of remixings, reworking productions. That's where he just flies and really shines very well. That, I think, is fantastic. I might drag that out next show as well, given it'll be, the day after Halloween. So it'll be fun anyway. But yes, like I say, slightly less chatting from me, slightly more tunes, and I'm going to carry that on with a slightly connected icon of coil track. This is Perfect Sex. Yeah.
brave. This moment seems so far away. Then I see you. As we stand on broken ice, never afraid of falling through. When I see you.
Thank you. Just move a little, just a few feet more. Then you'd be there, yeah, you'd be there. You'd be on the other side, where the people talk like people and the runners cannot hide. A deficit of trust. If you wanna overcome, you know you must open up, settle in, find the motion to begin. You either execute maneuvers or you're paralyzed again. I can show this, I can throw this, I can throw this all away. Yeah, I know this, so let's go. This thing won't last another day. You gotta carpe, carpe diem, 'cause no one will set you free until you push and pull and find the key to what you gotta say.
You are still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. You heard there a band that's kind of new to me. This is one of them bands that have just kind of crept up on me a little. They're called Stochastic Theory. That track's called Hold Up from their, I believe, their current, if not their only album, The Next Last Time. And I know very little about them, so much so I'm going to actually read you a line from the promo info that accompanied that as it dropped in my inbox. For the uninitiated, Stochastic Theory came from the same fertile Madison, Wisconsin electronic scene that spawned Stormkern, Caustic, Null Device and Goth Skulls. Now, if you're anything like me, we've listened to a lot of them on this show at least anyway, and just listened to them those bands anyway. So he's in very good company. The album is available on Bandcamp, iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, and all the usual places you can digitally buy stuff. But if you want to get links to all those, I think the best place to go to is www.stochastictheory.com, and I'm certainly going to be checking out slightly more of their material versus the limited amount I got on the promo dropped in my inbox. But well worth keeping an eye on. Look at it, interesting stuff. It seems to fit in with that Wisconsin feel that no one really follows a kind of obvious set plan, do they? They go ahead and do their own thing, and they do it quite well usually. So they're in good company. Anyway, before Stochastic Theory, we had Mind in a Box with Sanctuary. That's the Code 64 remix that's download only that I think you get when you bought the Revelations album, then entered a code from the album into their website, and lots of complicated stuff like that. You got the ability to download a couple of tracks, and that was one of them. And before that, we had Icon of Call with Perfect Sex, which is a teaser of what's going to be from their forthcoming album, though we're not quite sure when it's coming out or what it'll contain apart from that track. But it's an example of what they've been doing, which is sounding good. Yes, like I said in the opening of the show, I'm running out of voice very quickly, so I'm just going to continue with the tunes. Now, this is a band I haven't played in quite a while, and it's quite interesting to dig out their CD. Apparently, they're going to be playing in the Yorkshire region in the next month or two, and I'll tell you more about that nearer the time. I think that's late November, so there's no point in mentioning it just yet. But this is a band that have always been quite creative in what they've done, and they kind of are the poster boys and girls of the Japanese industrial scene. This is Seidel. You are still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM, but you knew that anyway. And I played there something else you may also know, but I don't know if you do. Pop Will Eat Itself with Chaos and Mayhem. That's from the latest album, A New Noise, designed by Sadist, which a lot of people debate whether it's really Pop Will Eat Itself, but I do think it is indeed. It's top quality musicians and very much the Pop Will Eat Itself ethic behind it. All very good stuff. And before that, I played Seidel with In the Fog from their album I, Seidel. Now, I've kind of completely lost track of what Seidel have done. I checked recently, and apparently they've released two more albums since the I, Seidel album. So, yes, I'm officially quite out of touch with that band. However, they are going to be playing Yorkshire soon. And by soon, I mean, I think, late November for the upcoming Kerosene Club night that the Flock people put on, the Sheepish people put on. So, more details about that nearer the time, but yeah, there's a couple of bands and an industrial evening of tunes and stuff. So apparently Seidel have been announced as one of the bands, so there you go. You may be hearing more of their stuff soon, and I may actually go and collect some more of their albums. I've no idea. Anyway, now is the time to run down gigs, clubs and stuff going on in the local area for the next couple of weeks. We have Saturday the 20th of October, we have the Wendy House at Leeds University Student Union. This runs as usual from 10 p.m. till 3 a.m. It's £5 on the door. It's got the big main room of rock, goth, cheese, a bit of everything going on in there, and the more electronic, industrial and hard dance stuff going on in the Mutate room. And more information can be found at www.thewendyhouse.org. The following Saturday we have the Halloween Flock at the Library Pub in Leeds. This is brought kind of forward a week because, hold on a second, because the November Flock clashes with Whitby Goth Weekend, so the November Flock has been moved a week forward, so it's now the Halloween Flock. So it's the second Flock in October, and there's no Flocks in November. There you go, all your flocking information summarised quite quickly. But yes, it's back to the formula of some bands followed by a club night. The bands are Zeitgeist Zero and Last July. The doors are 7:30, the first band's on at 8, and the club night runs from 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. Now, if you want to get in for the bands, it's £5 in advance, probably slightly more on the door. If you want to get in for the club night, it's £4 on the door before midnight. If you want to get in for both, you go in for the bands and you're in for both. The payment covers both things. So there you go. You're only paying like a quid more to see two great bands. And more information about that can be found at www.sheepish.net/live, I believe. Gigs coming up, we have on Tuesday the 30th of October, so shortly after that, Fields of the Nephilim are playing the O2 Academy in Leeds. Support from Salvation and Skeletal Family. Tickets are £20 with no doubt a booking fee of some kind. And more information can be found at o2academyleeds.co.uk. After that, on Wednesday the 31st, Halloween, we have Modulate hitting the Cockpit in Leeds. £10 in advance for that, support from Surgeon. And more information can be found at cockpit.co.uk, and that's part of the Robots Tour, supporting the Robots EP that Modulate have recently released, so that should be good. And like I said, the following weekend is Whitby Goth Weekend, and that being said, there's probably not a lot going on, so not in the gothy alternative world of things, because a lot of people will be at the seaside. But I thought you might like a rundown of what's going on at Whitby Goth Weekend. We have on the Friday, so the 2nd of November, you have Mesh, Fangs on Fur, Inertia, Dutch Order and Last July. And on Saturday the 3rd of November, there's Alien Sex Fiend, Blitzkid, All Living Fear, The Last Cry and Angels of Liberty. Weekend tickets £50 plus booking fee. Friday tickets £26 and Saturday tickets £29, both plus booking fees. More information at whitbygothweekend.co.uk. And if you're not planning going yet, you might find it tricky to get accommodation because generally it's all booked up quite a bit in advance. But you never know, you may find last minute cancellations and things like that. So there you go, that's the list of gigs, clubs and events and stuff like that going on in the local area. And now, this again is a blast from a past I'm going to play you, mainly because it got mentioned that this band, well, they've been supporting Grendel on their recent UK mini tour, and they're actually supporting Modulate in their, at least their Manchester gig. This is Skin Job, and I thought, you know, why not drag a track off their only album so far, Selfish Discipline, out. So here you go, here's the opening track of their opening album. This is called Hate.
hard and hit me fast. Hit me hard and
hit me hard, hit me fast.
Hit me hard and hit me fast.
is still Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was Solitary Experiments with Rise and Fall from In the Eye of the Beholder. Before that, we had Noise Effects with their classic club hit, Hit Me Hard, from, well, I grabbed that from Advanced Electronics Volume 6 compilation. And before that, we had Skin Job with Hate for the opening track of their only album so far, Selfish Discipline. Great stuff from all three bands. A bit kind of bouncy electronic, but that's kind of the way I like it sometimes. Right, I want to thank you for listening as well. I've just about survived the show, and I'm going to leave you with a band who have been confirmed at playing next year's Resistance Festival in Sheffield. That's Ivardensphere. This is a track I've plucked off the Kinetic Festival Volume 3 compilation. This is Calibrating the God Machine, the Kinetic Mix. So I'll leave you with that, and I hope you have a good time, and I'll see you in a fortnight's time. Good night.
Believing they were going to die, one passenger took these photographs in the hope they'd be found in the wreckage and give clues to the cause of the crash. Wow.
Meant something to me, and at that point in my life it was my son.